Siren FM's diary coordinator is, of course, the fantastic John Wenham Allen. You may have heard of him. He's a sort of soul in his own right, very much known throughout the Lincolnshire zone.
There's something ticking away in the back of my mind somewhere that sort of reminds me of something of the kind, yes.
Yeah. I mean, we would like to feel that he did his apprenticeship at BBC Lincolnshire, learned the trade there, and basically came to us at Siren and sort of worked through that basis. Isn't that right, John?
Well, I wouldn't quite put it like that. I had a good time at Radio Lincolnshire with CSV. Had 8 years there.
Did he behave, Alan?
No. No, come on. None of the CSV volunteers ever behaved, you know, except in the sense that they behaved badly. But, you know, you can't take these phrases.
I'd always thought when he wasn't actually umpiring, there was a bit of a rebel in John Wenham, actually.
Aren't all umpires rebels? Secretly, they just know this feeling that they've actually got to stick to the rules, but they really would like to rush out and break every single one of them.
Earlier today, John, I was talking to Katie Grimmerson, who's fallen out of love with speedway because she's now totally in love with cricket. I said, why not combine them both? Speedway cricket. It was a thought.
Well, that's a novel one. I was thinking of water cricket, but speedway cricket, that's a new one. Or do it on horseback.
Yes, I think either of those two, we should copyright that and we'll sort of put it down as a useful thing. And then get away with chess boxing. There's a whole new world there with speedway cricket. John, you're here at the Lincolnshire Show. What are you looking forward to?
I'm going to have a look at some of the horse events a bit later on. I liked watching the cattle shows, and I'm going to have a look around the sheep pen.
And the Lincolnshire Show would not be complete without the commentary of the Parade of Champions by a whole range of folk, etc. But, you know, what is it that you most look forward to as far as the show is concerned? I mean, I mentioned the Parade show. What about other things?
Well,
apart from the horses,
there's a lot of things. Actually, I've been my first Lincolnshire show was in 1947, and that was held.
Does that beat you, Alan?
It would certainly beat me, as far as I can tell. I reckon my first Heckington show was 1947, but in those days, of course, the Lincolnshire show was peripatetic, and unless it was in our part of the county, I was living in the south of the county then, we wouldn't necessarily have got to it.
Clearly, John, a juvenile here.
Now, as far as I remember, it was held on the South Common and Lincoln. My late father, bless him...
I think he's confusing it with the first Royal Show after the war, which was held on the South Common in Lincoln.
It was. It was combined.
Right.
Yes,
there's a series here, dear listener. It's just random thoughts of the post-war agricultural show.
Yes, my late father planted a tree up during that show, and we used to visit it with our spaniel every now and again to make sure it grew. And as far as I know, it's still thriving.
Now, a thought has just crossed my mind, John. It's a Wednesday. Normally at this time you come in, we share an office, or a temporary office, buddies, from that point of view. You come in and join us. So who's manning the Siren 107.3 FM events diary office?
Well, I'll be in tomorrow.
There we are, you see. Always a consummate professional, Alan. That's the key thing.
Of course. What would you expect after the experience at Radio Lincolnshire?
Yes, and as I frequently said, John, it's a delight, and we will continue to connect with your good self, and I think progress from thence, really.
Yes, well, no doubt we'll be doing a few more quizzes in the near future.
The literary quiz, which I don't think, Alan, you've ever actually taken part in one of these Lincoln-inspired, John Wenham-constructed Lincoln literary quizzes, have you?
No, I can't say I have. No, that's probably something that I should look forward to.
I think we should definitely make sure he's on the guest list. What do you think, John?
We'll send him an invitation for the next one.
So the joy of being in the press tent, Ed, is obviously you get to meet so many wonderful folk, and you've just introduced me to two fabulous fine souls, whose names are?
Shirley and Chris.
Shirley and Chris. It sounds as though legends in all sorts of ways. Chris, why are you here today?
I'm having a day off, and I'm at the show, and I'm just enjoying the whole atmosphere and the whole surroundings, really.
And when you're not having a day off, you are employed as...
I am now retired. It's lovely.
No.
Absolutely, yes. I know the looks be like...
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, keep going. Keep up with the good work.
You allow retirement at 35 these days.
I was a teacher for 35 years, but I'm retired, and I'm just absolutely soaking it all in.
Ed, you are...
absolutely shameful of me to have forgotten that I've introduced you to before in the middle of a 25-hour broadcasting myathon. Chris, director of the St Mary's Balegate Choir, carol singers. I forgot.
Yes, and temporarily mislaid my mind as well, yes.
Well, amnesia sets in at a young age, doesn't it?
And, of course, your good partner behind every good choir master, there stands, of course, Shirley.
Yes, behind every good man there's a good woman.
I must admit that on a day where Royal Ascot is in full swing, your dress sense today impeccable for clearly the Lincolnshire show. What are your thoughts on the 129th show so far?
I think it's super. The weather's being so kind and everybody's enjoying themselves. And lots of extra tents, I think. Lots of extra things to see this time.
Have you availed yourself of the land train that they've introduced this year?
Not yet. No, the feet are holding up.
There is that, isn't there? I mean, I know that the show director was very keen to say, try the land train, and so on. But there's just that sort of notion where you think, oh, we'll just, you know, what's wrong with Shanks's pony? What, Chris, are you thinking it must be a land train later on?
No, I'm very much a Shanks's pony person, because I had the misfortune to stand on the weighing scales this morning, and the exercise is really very necessary.
You've touched base on something which I'm constantly saying about the country shows, insofar as what a fabulous way to actually burn up some calories and actually keep your energy levels high by actually sort of, you know, a bit of exercise around the show. I mean, Great Yorkshire Show, Nottinghamshire Show, Burley Horse Trials, Bramham, and of course the Lincolnshire Show, ideal really.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the thing that I like more than anything else is I like to go around and see the sort of the traditional English crafts and skills, which I think are making a comeback. That may not necessarily be the case for all the shows around the country, but to me it seems that these skills are making a comeback and people are actually becoming quite aware and quite conscious of what has gone before in generations past and are trying to sort of recreate that and rather kick against a rather all-consuming lifestyle where it's far too easy to go and buy it off the shelf at well-known stores, etc., etc. So I'm pleased to see that. I mean, the first thing we saw this morning was the shoeing the horse contest.
Farriers.
That's the word I was looking for. It just escaped me. But, you know, these are things that are going on, but they don't really feature much in people's consciousness in everyday life. And if they aren't promoted, they're going to be lost, and lost forever. Because once it's gone, you know, it's very hard to bring it back, except under exceptional circumstances.
Retail therapy, of course, is something which is a tradition at these shows, etc. Has there been anything that you've sort of thought, oh, yes, we need another Aga or some such?
Not an Aga. I bought the hat about 20 minutes ago, and he hasn't even commented yet, not even to ask how much it was. So
I wouldn't dare. I wouldn't dare.
It's stylistic, it's quality. You don't worry about price on such things, basically. Just...
Not on show days.
She doesn't, but I do. I'm the one that sees the bank statement.
And in terms of the Balegate Choir, anything that's coming up that you want to just plug at this stage?
The next big thing, really, as far as the choir itself is concerned, is St Mary Magdalene's Day. Now, that occurs... traditionally, it used to occur on the 22nd of July, which is St Mary Magdalene's Day itself. Nowadays, we go on the Sunday that's closest to... that particular date, and so this year we're going on Sunday the 21st, which means that in the evening the congregation, the choir and the clergy assemble in St Mary Magdalene's, and then there's a procession across through the Exchequer in through the Great West doors and straight up into the main choir, because what the parish is doing is reasserting its right to worship in the cathedral, the reason being that the old parish church actually is in the cathedral itself. There are too many of us nowadays to actually get into the St Mary Magdalene's Chapel in the cathedral, so we have to sort of do what you might call an ecclesiastical pit stop on the way back. But the whole point is it reasserts our right to be able to worship in the cathedral, and that is something that went back even before the cathedral was built. There was a St Mary's Church before the cathedral itself. And so that occurs on Sunday the 21st at about 5:45 is a good time to be there. Concerts-wise, we are going to be having a concert from Steve Jackson, the well-known folk singer. That's on Saturday the 6th of July in church. That's at 2 o'clock. And also Linden Brass Ensemble, a five-piece brass group, are intending to come somewhere in the July, possibly August time. And further information could be always found on the website. If you just type in Lincoln St Mary Magdalene, it brings it up.
You see, you fibbed earlier. You said you'd retired. You haven't retired at all. I mean, that's the sort of schedule that many politicians would sort of be amazed at.
It's a sort of retire, but spelt with a Y.
Exactly, yes. The cool number. Ed, I sent a number of location reports here for you, good self.
Oh, yes, yes. We'll be covering all of those things over the next few months, and I'll be, you know, in the middle of it, making the most noise on most occasions.
It's the Ed Wellman Cone Show, Tuesday drive time. There we are.
Take care.
Good to see you.